Kevin Smith, Republican U.S. Senate GOP candidate, joins us, GMI Studios. Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday.
Good morning, Jack. It's great to be on with you, and thank you for everything you do for the veterans community. You've been involved, I know, with Veterans Count for some time, and just appreciate everything you do on that end.
Thank you, Kevin. Well, we could start in a couple of places, but let's start at the southwest border. I mean, I don't know, Congress is having a hearing on aliens. I guess it's going to be interesting. It's distracting, but how many people do they know in Congress? You think Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, or even Mitch McConnell, I don't know any of them, do you think they know how many people illegally or came across our border last month on the southwest border? Do they know the number?
No, and if anything, you know, we ought to be having hearings on the illegal aliens that are in the country right now and what the disastrous policies that the Biden administration have put in place have resulted in. How many illegal border crossings and folks are in our country that are completely and entirely unaccounted for. And, Jack, the problem is only going to be exacerbated when Title 42 is set to expire. And, you know, I think we're at a place right now where we almost need to be talking about taking drastic measures with both not only the administration, but frankly, the governors of all 50 states, I think, really need to maybe start considering if it's worth sending troops down there to protect the border and make sure that there's enough resources to deal with what we're going to see, which is going to be a major influx of illegal migrants into this country. And as we know, Jack, it affects every community in the United States. You know, even though we're not a physical border country with the southwest area, we're feeling the effects from the illegal drugs that come across over the border. And so I think we're at a place right now where the governors in this country can't ignore what's going on because the federal government is not doing anything to secure the border down there.
What when you're out and about, a week has gone by, there's so much news. I talk about mental health. I think we've really ignored and kind of turned the other cheek in this country. And I know it's a problem, and I see it every day. But what else are, what is the inflation, gas prices? What are people speaking to you about, Kevin Smith, in your Senate race? What are they asking you? What are they venting? What's their number one beef, if you will?
It is the cost of everything, Jack. People are in a position now where, I mean, they are really starting to limit what it is that they're purchasing, which, of course, that hurts every small business owner. I just met with a group of about 10 small business owners in the Manchester area yesterday, everything from barbers to restaurant owners. And what they're telling me is they're seeing their clientele go down because people are really being conscious now about what it is that they're purchasing. You know, think about a restaurant owner for a minute. The price of all of their food that they have to order has gone up. The price of what they have, the salaries they have to pay just to attract labor, because there's a labor shortage still in our country, that's gone up. And so they've had to increase the prices on their menus, which means that people are not eating out as much anymore because people don't have as much disposable income, especially when home heating oil is at, you know, $5.99 a gallon. And that's going into the summer months. We just ordered 150 gallons of home heating oil yesterday, and it was at $5.99 a gallon, right? Imagine, Jack, what it's going to be when we start going into the fall and winter months. I mean, we're going to be in some serious trouble, especially in the north country of this state. So, yeah, people are... they're pissed off, Jack, more than anything else.
Yeah.
And they are tired of these failed policies that are coming out of Washington and feeling like nobody's listening to them.
So the economy certainly is number one, it seems, but yet I just saw this, I think it was yesterday, New Hampshire Democratic Party taking a shot at you, the press release, American Independent is the source. Yeah. Kevin Smith lied about his anti-choice record. And this is the Democratic Party going at you. My perception, you've always been quite pro-life, but going at you on this. So sort of the abortion issue. And they also been critical of Governor Sununu, saying he waffled in a podcast interview that because he signed the abortion ban here, that he's trying to appeal to pro-life folks, but also saying he's pro-choice. And yet, Mike, I guess my question to you is, do you think Republicans have done a bad job communicating a message? For example, this most recent law in New Hampshire attached to the bill, the Democrats have almost called it an abortion ban here. So a lot of people think that abortions are banned in New Hampshire. The only restrictions that are banned are on the first 24 weeks.
Right.
7th, 8th, and 9th month are the only times there are restrictions or they're banned in, for most cases. But yet, Democrats call it a ban. Have Republicans failed to communicate on this message with more people or not?
No, I don't think they have failed to communicate. I think what's happened here is you've got one party that refuses to talk about anything else. You know, Rome is burning, and all they can do is talk about abortion. And you have another party which is saying, look at, again, whether it's prices at the pump, whether it's the surge at the border, whether it's the prices at the grocery store, not being able to get what you need on the shelves of the grocery store, those are the issues that most Americans are talking to us about. And so those are the issues that we are talking about. And by the way, abortion, fine, you want to talk about it. As you just said, New Hampshire's law restricts late-term abortions. And that's something the Democrats, they don't even want that. They want people like Maggie Hassan want zero restrictions on abortion through 9 months. That's an extreme position, vastly out of touch with most Granite Staters. And they want to repeal common sense laws like parental notification. Again, extreme and out of touch. So if they want to talk about it, fine, we'll point out their extreme record. But at the end of the day, most people on the street, Jack, are not talking to me about abortion. They're talking to me about the economic issues that you and I both know are hurting many, many Granite Staters and Americans right now in this country.
Do you think Senator Hassan has been hypocritical in her energy position? She's calling for more production of U.S. energy and a suspension of the federal gas tax. Some would say in the past she might have voted for things that were not supporting more domestic oil or gas. I'm just wondering if you think there's a if it kind of holds consistent.
No, I do think she's been hypocritical on it. Look, it's an election year, and she's trying to do an about-face on many of these issues where we know in the last 5 years she's been completely absent on this issue. She won't say whether she supports the Green New Deal, which would be a socialist takeover and increase energy prices even more than they are now. She said nothing about when the Biden administration put a halt on the Keystone Pipeline. She said nothing about when they've put suspensions on the publicly leased lands. And so, I think she's been extremely hypocritical on this because she has said nothing about these policies. If anything, she's voted against them, in the last 5 years. So people are going to see right through this, that again, this just like when she went down, you know, and stood in front of the border wall, like she was suddenly a MAGA candidate now. I mean, talk about a bunch of malarkey. You know, she has sat on the Homeland Security Committee and has supported the Biden administration this entire time with the policies like catch and release that they've put in place, mm-hmm. and stopping the border wall. Don't forget, Jack, we paid $2 billion as a country to stop the border wall because we still paid all of the contractors even though the wall wasn't being built anymore.
Yeah.
Again, these are election year gimmicks. People are going to see right through it.
All right.
But we got to call it out.
Kevin Smith, Republican U.S. Senate candidate. Good morning, New Hampshire, GMI Studios. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Talk to you soon.